I am joined here on the phone by Mike Ball, who is the founder of an organization called Lost Voices, and they have been helping young people who have been in various tough situations, helping them find hope and creativity and healing through music. A really interesting, uplifting organization that I've been lucky enough to see at work once. And so Mike is joining us today to tell us a little bit about Lost Voices and their upcoming events that are part of the Ann Arbor Marathon coming up very soon. Mike, are you there?
I am, Jeremy.
Welcome. I'm glad to have you on board. For people who aren't familiar with Lost Voices, could you maybe give us a little background on the organization and how it started and what it is that you all do?
Sure, and thank you so much for having me on today. We've been around for about 15 years. We're folk and blues musicians who work with kids to express themselves in song. We let them write anything they want. We create a space where they can dig into the deepest, darkest recesses of their heart. Mm-hmm. And then they write song lyrics that we turn into music. At the end of the experience, we put them on stage with us to sing their songs. And it's a pretty amazing transition that they go through. We're working with kids who are extremely traumatized. They're residential placement, mm-hmm. Which means that for one reason or another, some of them, we started with incarcerated kids. They're convicted felons, mm-hmm. 12 to 18 years old. We work with human trafficking victims, kids, just all sorts of kids who just really are struggling to put their lives together, and we're able to really help them with that.
And how did you get into doing this? What prompted this inspiration?
It was a sheer accident.
Yeah.
I'm a writer. My day job is writing. I used to have a syndicated column, which I've retired from since. I write books and things like that. And I was asked to go out to a maximum security lockup for teenage boys called Maxie Boys Training School, mm-hmm. for career day to talk about what it was like to write sophomoric jokes for a living. And when I saw the kids, I had never really been in contact with kids like that before. I'm a dad, and I was a youth hockey coach. I was a high school hockey coach. And I've spent a lot of time around kids my whole life, but never had encountered kids that were felons. You know, when I saw them, I realized, my God, that's my kid. They're no different. They're
kids.
Yeah,
could be. Yeah.
Yeah. They're just on a different path. So I had been for many years, I've done creative writing workshops for teenagers and adults. And I could always see what having that outlet did for teenagers. So I got permission to do a session to start a creative writing group for these kids out at Maxie. And it just overwhelmed it, what they did, the depth of their feelings and what they were willing to express and deal with. So I got a little grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities through the Michigan Humanities Council to do a documentary on one of my kids. Mm-hmm. Halfway through the documentary, that documentary is on our website at lostvoices.org. By the way, if you want to see it, it's a 15-minute mini doc that I guarantee will leave you crying.
Yeah.
Halfway through it, I got a call from the Humanities Council that said, you know, we love what you're doing with these kids. We've got some more money. Would you be willing to do something else? What would you like to do? And I said, roots music. I've been a musician since I was 7 years old, and it's gotten me through a lot of problems.
Right.
But man, that's what a thing that we could bring to them. And Lost Voices was born at that moment.
Fantastic. And you've been going for about 15 years, and I assume you've had a kind of an interesting last year and a half, like everybody.
it was crazy. We were set up to do our most aggressive year of programs with the kids ever. We had all these programs lined up at different facilities, and everything was just rolling along. And then, wham, we literally, the day before we started one in Grand Rapids with the Manassa Project, these were all sex trafficking survivors, teenage girls that are all about 14, 15 years old. Literally the day before we were due to start with them, the lockdown came.
Yeah.
Like, oh no. So we had to learn about a thing called Zoom. You might have heard of it.
Yeah, a lot of people had to do that.
Yeah. And we converted everything to that successfully.
That's great, though. I mean, being able to find a way to make it happen is important, I think, for lots of things, but certainly for this and for people in that situation. Well, okay, so you guys are out there doing the good work, trying to help young people. And coming up this coming weekend, you have some special events or interactions you're having with the marathon happening, right?
Yes, this is really amazing. We are honored to have been chosen as a featured charity for the 2021 Ann Arbor Marathon. We worked with them last year when they were going virtual as well and got to know them. And this year they're back live and in person. There's right around 2,000 runners registered for the various runs. I'm not a runner, so I know there's a 5K and a 10K and full marathon, half marathon. There may be some other things. I would be a walkathon myself. But so we're providing some music for for the marathon, drawing on the talent that we have among our facilitators and supporters. We're going to be, there's an expo on Saturday at the 242 Church. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but it's on the west side, beautiful, big church. There's going to be expo where all the runners are going to be picking up their numbers and registering and all that sort of thing. So throughout that, from noon to 4 o'clock on Saturday, I'll be there with Josh White Jr. and Jen Cass and Bobby Pennock and some other Lost Voices musicians, just singing and having a good time, entertaining the crowd and maybe letting them know a little bit more about us. But mostly entertaining.
That's cool. That's cool. And then you're going to have people along the route as well?
Yes, this is really cool. So Sunday, the marathon starts at 8, and we're going to have Lost Voices buskers, busking stations along the route. So as the runners go by, they'll have a singer standing there to sing to them and support them. We're also doing inspirational signs. Not having run a marathon, I don't really know that, but I guess it's really important for them to get, just little boosts along the way.
You can do it, yeah.
Yeah, you can do it, exactly.
Yeah.
So what I did is I went into the last 15 years of Lost Voices lyrics that the kids have written and just pulled out lines. There's lines like, "You should have seen me overcoming," or "All my fears I put behind me," "Cry a river, build a bridge." These incredible little things that
these
are all song lyrics that these troubled kids came up with.
That's fantastic. Way to use that stuff to hopefully help those runners get across the finish line.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's helped me get across the finish line for everything I've done for 15 years.
Just
inspired by these kids.
Well, that's the one thing, I guess. I mean, you know better than I do, the power of music. Everybody has felt it at one point or another in their life, I think. It's so universal, and it can make a difference. It may not solve all the problems of the world, but it can help.
It does. It's that thing that you can always just rest on. It's like having a comfortable chair.
Right.
It's like, doesn't solve everything, but my golly, this really changes things for me.
And creating something, even if it's just a little song, feels good.
Yes, well, and getting affirmation for it. I think the important thing about this, a lot of these children have lived lives that were transactional. They just have to trade drug running or whatever it is for survival their whole lives, and this is a case where there's no transaction. What they say, what they think is important and it's accepted. And then we put them on stage, any performer will tell you, we're all applause junkies.
That's why you get up on stage.
Yeah. Having an audience,
right.
Maybe a round of applause. Those kids get that maybe for the first time in their lives. People not only care about what they think, they will give them applause and show that care, and it's just kind of life-changing for them. I know it's not the biggest thing that could ever happen, but it flips a switch in them.
Right.
It's like, wow, I'm better than I thought I was.
Fantastic. Well, it's an amazing program that you guys are involved with, and I encourage everyone out there to, you know, go if you're not running. If you are running, look for the buskers out there or at the check-in point. Or if you're rooting on somebody that you love out there, or if you're just around town and you want to check out some music, that's happening this weekend. And once again, this is Mike Ball, the founder of Lost Voices. And where can people find out more information about Lost Voices, Mike?
Go to lostvoices.org. We have quite a bit of information. You can actually hear some of the kids' music.
Yeah.
Sometimes we can't always bring it out in public, but you can hear it. You can read the lyrics. And you can get in contact with me through the website or mike@lostvoices.org. I'll be happy to talk to you about it.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for talking to us today, Mike. I really appreciate it. And good luck with the marathon activities. I'm sure it'll be great. And keep in touch. Let us know what's going on in the future.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike.